peanut butter jelly. Peanut butter jelly.
Yo, listen, check my flow, I be spitting. Gotta get the peanut butter with the jelly. I'ma rap about it even though it's kinda silly. Get your butter knife, then you wave it left to right. When you get your jelly right, you put it together, it makes something really nice. You already know, PB&J all day long. You know it ain't nothing wrong with a little bit of J-E-L-L-Y and a little bit of P-E-A-N-U-T butter. It was so good, I think I'll have another.
Little Ham says it's time to rock and roll.
Bring the noise.
Bring the noise.
All right.
Hey, you're listening to the PB&J Show.
I'm Pam.
I'm Brian.
And Joey's in the other room.
Yes.
He's nearby, but he didn't want to be on the show anymore, so.
Yeah.
He sends his love. Happy Valentine's yesterday.
Happy Valentine's, I guess, can't say Eve. Post-Valentine's.
The day after, the 2 days after Valentine's Day Eve?
364 days till next Valentine's Day.
I know.
Whatever. Okay.
I'm going to be working on it this year because I didn't do anything yesterday.
That's all right. I know you love me.
I do love you.
I know
I'm not going to say I didn't do anything yesterday, but I didn't buy you a present, and we'll just leave it at that. But you bought me a present, and it was great.
Oh, okay.
I already want to start over.
No,
I do.
Good.
I already want to start over. Can we start over?
No.
I'm going to throw this chocolate-covered coffee bean at you.
No. Well, then the dogs are going to get it.
Shih Tzu's on caffeine.
Shih Tzu's on chocolate are dead Shih Tzu's.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. So what's on the list today, babe?
Hey, it's Max's birthday this month.
Oh, yeah, he's going to be like 35 years old.
Shush. He's my baby dog.
That's what he thinks.
He will always be my baby dog. He was born 5 years ago.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
My sweet little puppy. I love him.
You going to throw a party?
I would love to, and you know what? I can make a diaper cake for the puppy party out of puppy pads. Wouldn't that be awesome? I know Max would love it.
Yeah, I'm sure he'd know what it is.
He couldn't care less, actually. No. Let's just start over because I have this chocolate covered coffee bean in my mouth.
No.
I can't hear him talk around.
No. Getting a stink eye.
You have a story about the caffeinated Valentine's gift that you gave me.
Yeah.
You want to tell us about what happened?
Well, today I was podcasting all by my lonesome.
Mm-hmm. Aww.
You were at church. You were volunteering at church.
Yeah, answering the phone that rang 3 times.
Yeah.
Actually, I think it was more after I talked to you, but it's pretty quiet in the church office on Wednesday.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So, last night I bought you a bulk container of dark chocolate covered coffee beans, which are like crack.
They are. I love them.
Why did they do that?
See, there they go. Well, it's because I gave them your chocolate cocoa beans.
So I didn't know that you had not opened them.
Because you weren't paying attention to me last night.
I was helping a friend.
I know.
And so I didn't want to be the one to open your gift, but they were calling my name while I was podcasting. So I tweeted that I bought them for you, and they were calling my name. And my
so you were kind of craving them, but you didn't want to open them because you thought that I would think that was rude?
Well, yeah.
Uh-huh.
It's kind of a gift-giving faux pas is to eat an entire container of somebody else's gift.
I bought these for you, and now I'm going to eat them.
So
before you can.
So my friend and spiritual example, Mr. Robert Harrington.
Oh, lay it on thick.
Yeah. He suggested that I go and eat the entire thing right now because he wanted to hear the fallout on our show.
Nice. Instigator much?
So I told him that I couldn't podcast from beyond the grave.
Okay, first of all, I wouldn't kill you for eating my dark chocolate-covered coffee beans.
No, just an entire container of
If you ate them all, first of all, you'd be very difficult to live with or understand for a while.
It'd make for interesting podcasting, though.
I guess. You'd be all hopped up on coffee beans. But anyways, I certainly wouldn't kill you, and you are absolutely welcome. I would share them with you.
I know.
But it was nice of you to be considerate and show some restraint. But anyway, I just like how he was instigating.
Oh, yeah, he's good at that.
Poke it with a stick.
I'm surprised he didn't give me detailed instructions on how to open it and then reseal it.
It makes it look like you'd never been there.
With the with your hair flattener or whatever it is.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. Would that work?
Your flat iron, is that what they're called?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Anyhow, so we know Robert Harrington from...
The It's Just Us cast and... Adventure Sandwich. Yeah. They've got a new podcast coming out about a TV show called Touch.
Okay.
And I don't think that's on like Cinemax or something like that.
Hmm. You don't think it's on Cinemax?
It sounds like it should be.
I guess I'm not familiar with Cinemax. We didn't have cable growing up, so I don't know.
Yeah.
There's the naughty shows on there.
At night, yeah.
Oh. I don't think he would have a Let's do a podcast about a naughty show.
Apparently it's with Kiefer Sutherland.
Although he is an instigator, so... Anyway. Anywho.
Yeah, so look for that. It's just called...
Touch.
Touch Cast. Okay. I don't know. We'll find a link and I'll put it in the show notes.
Okie dokie. We do know that he does not appreciate mayonnaise on his sandwich, but he does enjoy a good... crunchy pickle on his sandwich.
You want to talk about what we were planning on doing, since we're probably not going to do it?
Oh, yeah, I would never do it, but it was kind of fun.
It was a fun...
We were thinking, like, paybacks for setting you up to take a big fall in our marriage, you know, for eating the chocolate-covered coffee beans, which wouldn't ever really happen in reality anyways. But still, like, you know.
Yeah. I thought it'd be really, really funny, and... This was my ultimate evolution of the plan. My idea of it was to take a mayonnaise jar, put a pickle jar label on it, and mail it to him.
Because he loves pickles, so he'd be first excited to see the pickle label.
Right.
And then open it and realize...
He hates mayonnaise.
It's mayonnaise. Yeah. You like to play head games with people, don't you?
I thought that would be hilarious.
Yeah.
Maybe there's some, like, pickle-flavored mayonnaise out there or something.
There should be.
Or mayonnaise-flavored pickles.
Ew. I'm less enthused about that. I don't know. Anyhow. So, Adventure Sandwich is awfully fun to listen to.
Yeah.
Those guys are funny.
They haven't recorded in a couple weeks, though.
Well, it's time to eat a sandwich.
It's supposed to be tonight.
Oh, good. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of podcasts, like live podcasts I listen to, the Ramen Noodle next week is having their 100th show.
100?
Live.
Yay. Congratulations, Ramen Noodle.
Yeah, so that'd be cool to listen to.
Now, are they the ones who do the...
Once Upon a Time?
Yes.
Podcast, yes.
Okay, I was going to say Enchanted, but I know that's not it.
Daniel J. Lewis. And Jenny Lewis and Fleagon.
Okay.
And Dan Flynn is also on Once Upon a Time.
Okay, on the podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's fun to watch the show and then listen to the theories that they come up with.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, they really think about this stuff.
I came up with a couple of theories.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did. And I found out over the weekend that my friend Jody also likes Once.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So she'll have to...
Even more than she likes Grey's Anatomy, and that is saying something. Because they were really into Grey's for a while.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I can't imagine how this would be better than that.
Well, even though you weren't a fan, it's just showing the degree to which she likes Once.
Okay.
That was my point in saying that.
It's a Once Upon a Time is a very good show. It's like fairy tales for grown-ups.
Mm-hmm. Kinda.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like it too.
One of my theories was, I don't know if I told you about this, was that the fairy tale storyline,
mm-hmm.
they never actually say that that actually happened.
Okay.
So I'm thinking that's exactly what it is. It's just a story. Okay. And that the stranger mm-hmm. that came out on the motorcycle and has got mm-hmm. the typewriter,
mm-hmm.
he actually wrote the storybook.
Based on the real life character?
Based on the citizens of Storybrooke.
Okay. So...
so everything that you see that's parallel, all the items that are parallel between the two worlds, is just because they were inspired by Storybrooke, and they were put in the story, in the fairy tales.
Okay.
And that's why the boy mm-hmm. sees correlations between all the citizens and the fairy tale characters.
So he's convinced that this alternate reality is really an alternate reality.
Right.
Where your theory asserts that it's just a story, but you do see correlation because they were based on real life people that you know.
Yes. Now, I'm not saying that there's nothing magical going on.
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, the Regina, the mayor, mm-hmm. squeezed the heart and killed the sheriff. Or squeezed a heart at the same time the sheriff was dying. You know.
Yeah, that's weird.
You know, I'm not saying there's nothing magical going on because, you know, how did the book get into Storybrooke?
Before the stranger showed up to write it.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Interesting.
That's my theory.
Yeah.
I'm not saying there's not holes in my theory.
So do you think somebody could, if they haven't already been watching the show, they could just jump in and be able to kind of pick up and figure out what's, maybe not figure out the whole background, but you can just kind of jump in now and still get something out of it?
You'll get something out of it, but, you know, because it is written by the same people that wrote Lost, you know, you really need to go back to the beginning and watch it from the beginning.
Because you'll miss clues otherwise.
Well, there's a couple episodes we haven't seen.
Because mm-hmm.
we've been watching on Hulu.
Mm-hmm.
And I think episodes 2 and 4, they were blocked out by Hulu at the time.
Which is stupid, because why put any of them on Hulu if you're not going to put all of them on Hulu?
I don't know.
That's the thing I don't get about Netflix, too. It's like when I was watching Monk or whatever it was, and there's like one episode that was DVD only. Like, why in the world?
Yeah.
If 125 episodes are streaming, but there's 126 apps available, why would you...
That episode was so spectacular.
Well, I mean, maybe it was special, but I don't know.
I don't know either.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway.
So check out the Once Upon a Time podcast.
Yeah. And the show.
At oncepodcast.com. It's kind of creepy how I've got that memorized.
Yeah. And it's worth checking out anyways, even if you haven't been watching it up till now. I think it comes on Sunday nights on ABC.
Yeah, I think at 9 o'clock Eastern.
Check your local listings, folks.
Yeah. I'm not your TV guide.
No, you see. But, yeah.
What else we got?
Joey went to the dentist the other day.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and?
It was great. He came home from school one day last week, and he said, Mom, can you please make me a doctor's appointment or something so that I can get out of school?
He's got the system figured out.
Yeah. I said, well, you do have a dentist appointment. During school? And he was all hopeful and excited, and I wasn't born yesterday. So I'm like, no, it's for 3:10. He gets out of school at 2:45, so there was no missing of school.
Yeah.
But I told him I would sign him out because he didn't have time to really brush his teeth good in the morning. So I was going to sign him out like 10 minutes early so we could run home and he could scrub his teeth and then we'd go to the dentist.
Right.
So I told him I'd be to school at 2:30 to sign him out. He had his teacher call me at 2 o'clock and make sure what time I was going to be there.
Oh.
I'm not even kidding. She called me and she was like, Joey wanted me to ask you what time you're coming to get in for the dentist.
Yeah.
So I told her 2:30, so she relayed the message to him and... I got to the office at 2:33, and the secretary called down to his classroom, and he gathered his things and came down to the office, and he was mad because he's been watching the clock all day, and I said 2:30, and I should have been there by 2:30. That 3 minutes must have just been torture. So, poor guy. He doesn't have any cavities, but he needs to brush better.
Yeah.
And floss.
Who doesn't?
Well, I don't know. I brush my teeth every day. Then Aunt Patty says, she goes, just tell him he only needs to brush the teeth he wants to keep.
There you go.
Okay, that's good advice.
Yeah.
So we'll try that. But he's been doing a good job since then, because getting the plaque scraped off his teeth was fairly unpleasant.
Yeah.
He was brave about it.
Yeah, cool.
And the hygienist, she's just chat, 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 chat the whole entire time. Non-stop talking. Well, I mean, I was in the room so I could answer, but, you know, what would she do if it was just Joey? Because there's no way he can carry on a conversation when she's got all that stuff in his mouth. It's crazy.
I don't know. I don't know why they do that. It's like when the waitress comes by and asks you if everything's okay when you just took a bite.
When you couldn't possibly answer and not be.
Yeah, the best you can do is give him a thumbs up.
Right. Or spit it out.
Yeah.
And now that you ask, is this successful? During say after they would walk away, she'd be like, I mean it, aren't I? What did you do with such an expression? Oh my goodness. Anyway. Yep.
So what was our Valentine movie last night?
Oh yes. You have such a track record of picking out romantic movies on Valentine's Day.
I told you it was going to be not a romantic movie. I thought it was going to be a little scary, but it wasn't.
Well, it was a little intense. I mean, it's not that I didn't like it. You didn't like the movie.
I didn't like it.
It was Contagion, and it had Matt Damon and Lawrence Fishburne and...
Who played the wife?
Gwyneth Paltrow.
Yeah, she had a minor role in it.
And, well, she was patient number one.
Patient zero.
Patient zero. And I'm trying to think of the one girl. I can't think of her name. And Max is squeaking his squeaky toy at me. He wants the podcast, too. It's all hopped up on Mountain Dew. Anyways, it was this movie about how... this person travels abroad and she comes home sick and spreads this nasty virus that they don't have an antidote for because they've never seen it before.
Right. Now, the first time I heard about this movie...
Oh, he has Jude Law in it.
Yeah. Somebody told me it was based on a world where the common cold had not been experienced yet.
Okay.
And that's what was killing everybody.
Hmm.
But that's not the case.
No, because they were talking about the swine flu and SARS and H1N1.
Well, I mean, you can possibly have all of that and not have the common cold. But there was this lady went to a cold climate and she only had a light jacket. And a guy said, you know, it's kind of cold out. You don't want to catch cold.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so obviously there is the common cold.
Right.
So that's kind of one of the reasons why I wanted to watch this, because...
What would it be like if we had never seen the common cold?
Yeah, if the common cold just, bam, appeared.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, and maybe at one point the common cold was more of a pandemic or epidemic or whatever.
Right.
But
well, I think people were a little more spread out then.
Hmm.
So...
Well, with some crazy disease that happened when... some part of a bat and some part of a pig got mixed together.
Yeah, at the very end of the movie. I don't know, should we spoil it?
No.
Okay.
No. They do say, before the end, they do say that it's some sort of bat-swine issue.
Yeah.
But they don't have any idea how it spread to the humans, and they didn't have an antidote for it, and then this one guy gets up there, and he's like, the remedy is forsythia. Well, of course, he bought stock in forsythia or something like that. So then when there was a run on the market for that, he made a ton of money.
Right.
And whether it really cured the symptoms or not was unclear. He claimed to have taken it when he was sick, but I don't think he really ever got sick.
Yeah, I think he was faking.
It shows him being very, very careful not to get sick.
Yeah.
He made his own...
He was saying, oh, yeah, temperature of 101.
Yeah.
If I'm still alive tomorrow, that works.
Right. but he made his own, you know, clean suit and whatever. I don't know. Anyway, it was interesting.
Yeah.
And it didn't make me fearful for my life like, you know, the tornado movie made me panic about tornadoes for a while. But what was that, Twister? I don't know. So, I mean, it had some real-life application. It was interesting watching the people and how they dealt with it. And how do you not overreact and how society all falls apart when you think you're not going to get what you need to survive.
Right. People were kind of... Little riots and...
Yeah. Kidnapping and violence and looting and... Yeah, so it was interesting. I mean, I would... I don't know if I would recommend it. I wouldn't not recommend it. But only if... Not if it's Valentine's Day, though, maybe I would say... don't get it for Valentine's Day.
There is a movie out of the theater right now I'd really like to see.
What?
Called Chronicle.
Chronicle?
And apparently... From what I hear, it's about these three teenage boys, high school boys,
mm-hmm.
who find something buried in the earth, and it gives them all kinetic telekinesis.
Oh.
And it's basically it's done in documentary style.
Okay. Like the Blair Witch?
Yeah. But it's basically an exploration of if you had telekinesis... If you took that to the extreme and explored every possibility mm-hmm. of what telekinesis could do for you,
mm-hmm.
what could all you do?
Mm-hmm.
I think it includes things like flight, force field, superhuman strength. You know, if you were to apply telekinesis to...
So they're being able to, like, for example, move something with your mind, with thought. Is it telekinetic... Is that also being able, or is that telepathic when you can read somebody's mind?
Telepathic.
Okay, yeah. Not the same thing.
Right.
Okay. So more has to do with movement.
Or, yeah.
And being able to control things without physically handling them.
Right.
Okay.
So, I mean, what all could, if you were to, you know, like take that to the extreme, what mm-hmm. could you do with telekinesis?
Hmm.
You know.
I wouldn't have to drive my car. I could get Joey out of bed without yelling at him.
I don't know about that. So, yeah, I'd like to go see that. It's really good.
Okay, you can go. You owe me two really good chick flicks.
Yeah.
I am keeping track.
I know.
The coffee beans are nice. But the romantic movie needs to happen.
Right.
What did we see last year that was such a... Well, The Mechanic.
The Mechanic, yeah.
Yeah.
That was... Not
that Jason Statham guy. Well, it's not that it was a bad movie, but it is in no way a romantic movie. It's not a date night movie.
No.
I don't even need cheesy, sappy, huggy, kissy. I just need something that we both enjoy together.
Yeah.
And that could have went my whole life without seeing more...
It wasn't a very good movie.
Speed chasing, gunfighting, gut spilling, butt kicking, you know.
But he takes his shirt off. Thought you'd be into that.
I don't even know how to respond to that. Okay.
Isn't that why you like the Wolverine movies?
No.
Yeah. No. I see your eyes rolling.
No.
Can't hide behind that pop filter.
Yes, I can. All right. My eyes are rolling now.
So we're looking at about 25 minutes here. You want to record another one? Good for me.
I don't know. Do you want to?
Yeah, let's break it up.
Okay. All bring it on down.
So this has been episode number 25.
No way.
What?
We are a quarter of a way to show 100.
Yeah.
We should start planning our party now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, bye, everybody.
Bye.
Peanut butter
and jelly.
Peanut butter
and jelly.
Peanut butter
and jelly.
Peanut butter
and jelly.